This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ken Jones. Truth is Holy. Christ Zion. God bless you. I pray that all is well with everyone. We're very happy to be alive, and we thank God for every good and perfect gift. So, shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for another opportunity that you have presented before us to be upon the land of the living. We love you, and we ask your forgiveness for our sins and to cultivate our minds as only you can, Father. We thank you for bringing us through the fast from March 6th to the 9th. We ask that your words, O God, will go forth and accomplish all that it pleases. We know that it shall not return unto you void, but shall accomplish all. We're asking for unity. We're asking for peace. And we're asking for empathy and compassion. We pray, O God, for our leaders in the state of Florida. We pray for our president, that you bless him and continue to bless him and inspire him, God. We love him. And we ask your blessing to be upon the United States of America, and not only America, but the world, God, and others that are calling upon your name, because we live by In God We Trust. So, God, we are asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless and rebuke back the hand of the devourer. Break every chain, break every yoke. For we know that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Bless Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, hey, I hope everybody is doing pretty good. This is Ken, your friend Jones. Ken Jones, Truth is Holy Show. And we ask that the Lord is richly blessing you. And I hope that I find you all well. And thank you for stopping by today. You know we love you. You know I love you. And, you know, we love this city, this beautiful, gorgeous city, Jacksonville. Give a shout out to Jacksonville. Say, Lord, we love Jacksonville. Amen. God bless you. What a beautiful city. So we thank God for St. Augustine and the listeners in Southeast Georgia and Brunswick that we're broadcasting, Orange Park down there, sometimes even Stark, and even down in Miami, those that stream live. And listen, if you can't, you can always go to ChristZion.com and listen and stream live right from my website. I ask that you follow me on Bible Voices on Facebook. I've got a great story, a new top story that's there. I've got good writing, and I solicit every good writer because, you know, we stand with our children, and we stand with our seniors, and we stand with our young people. So we stand for the people. Amen. So I have, you know, while we were fasting, as you know, I called for the fast. And I'd love to hear from people that have been strengthened and that I feel a lightness. I feel a lightness. I know that, you know, the greatest, he's gone. Muhammad Ali, he said, I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. So I feel light on my feet this morning. I feel the power of God, that he's breaking every chain, that he is causing peace to flow like a river. And I pray that you had an opportunity to read those powerful scriptures I left you with for your fast, Zechariah, the 8th chapter, where the boys and girls can be in the streets and the old people can just walk on canes and stuff, saying of full age, mothers and fathers and children. And this is what we want in Jacksonville and our nation. We want the children to be at peace and feel safe. But while we were on the fast, you know, there was something that happened in Jacksonville. There was a teacher that was reported here, and I have a press release that I'll be putting on my website at ChristZion.com, and I want to solicit your support. You know, people say, well, you know, it's about money. Well, hey, JEA got to get their monies. It costs money to do business, to get the word out to the people, to be the voice of the people, to have a place where you can call. You have someone who cares. You got issues with the streets and the ditches and what you want in the community, and you need a voice, and I want to be that voice for you. And I ask that you call in 904-401-1413. Please give me a call. You can call in. This is your show. This is the Ken Jones Truth is Holy show. Okay? God bless you. So as we are coming off of this fast on the 8th, there was a local teacher at Kernan Middle School, and this is my press release. You can follow it on ChristZion.com. You can go to videos and podcasts. You can see the links that I have from WJCT News that they did a story, the cover story, and Folio Magazine did a great piece by Dr. Timothy Gilmore on me, and it's very extensive, well-written. Dr. Timothy Gilmore, professor, Ph.D., you know, he teaches out at the college, FSCJ, and he lectures there, and very, very great man. I mean, very deep, very deep. So this is my press release, A Bully in the Classroom, 3/12/18. Most recently, we've had a horrible shooting massacre in the state of Florida at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And there was a call for a 72-hour prayer and fasting on March 6th through 8th for love, unity amongst the people of the city of Jacksonville and across the nation by Reverend Ken Jones of the Truth is Holy radio show 91.7. While the community and the nations are still reeling from this tragedy, we encounter another unfortunate incident within our school classroom with a teacher making the news, a bullying incident within his classroom. It is alleged that the teacher, Mr. David Swenzer, of Kernan Middle School in Jacksonville, Florida, took the liberty of using the N-word to warn students about other students in the classroom. Bullying is the use of force, threat, or coercion to abuse, intimidate, or aggressively dominate others. It can include verbal harassments or threats, physical assaults or coercion, as such an act may be directed repeatedly towards particular targets. That's Wikipedia, 2014. As an educator, he is responsible for educating our students according to the standards of education in the state of Florida. And this does not allow him to impose his personal views or viewpoints when addressing students regarding their educational needs. This behavior by Mr. Swenzer is unethical, unprofessional, and totally unacceptable. This behavior should not be tolerated. Do students have rights? Yes, students have rights, and they are entitled to a free, appropriate public education, which is FAPE, F-A-P-E, the acronym. They have a right to feel safe in the classroom and the right to feel welcome in the teacher's and teaching environment. At least 20 or more students have voiced on record that they do not feel safe with the teacher, Mr. Swenzer. The student said he's very offensive and uses racist remarks, an indoctrinating statement that tries to influence students not to be accepting or accepting cultural diversity by telling his students white boys and girls should not date black and brown boys and girls. They're not worth it. Good teachers should be rewarded, and bad teachers need to be weeded out and removed from the classroom in our school system. The classroom is no place for teachers to thrive on bringing division, but who utilizes bullying tactics with our students. There are five reasons that I've taken this view. Number one, the students report that he is offensive. Number two, the use of the N-word. Number three, the students, he calls them dumb or stupid. Number four, verbal aggression to the students. And number five, racial inequality and acceptance in the classroom. While the Duval School Board vacillates on whether to stand with our children or side with this teacher by giving him a 10-day suspension without pay, who suffers in the long run? Is this teacher going to receive some form of sensitivity training on cultural diversity? Teaching is a profession and should be a passion for those who teach. Now it is time to stand up. Let's make this gorgeous city of Jacksonville great again. This is my view. This is a beautiful city. We've got children that are down there and all over the country protesting right now because they don't feel safe in the classroom. That was the gun violence. But when you have a bully that's in the classroom, how can you feel safe? The kids say they don't feel safe. So I'm trying to understand that. Should he be allowed to go back into the classroom? This is a beautiful city. And the school board shouldn't be vacillating whether to stand with the students, which is our passion and our profession. Now is not the time to ponder over how much public blowback may or may not be generated. Now is the time to stand up and let's make and keep this great city of Jacksonville, this beautiful city. Let's make it inviting and rewarding because we love the city. So that's my point of view this morning. And I ask that you call 904-401-1413. Ken Jones, Truth is Holy. As you know, most times I'm trying to catch up on the reading. We fasted and just had a wonderful show. We're waiting now for the Lord, you know, to prove his word that the effects of people where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, there shall he be in the midst. So I know people have sacrificed themselves and thought it not robbery to do so, to present their body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We that are strong must bear the infirmities of them that are weak, and that's also those that don't know God. We have to stand in the gap for them. We have to love them. We have to show compassion and empathy for them and mercy, whether or not it's your ideology or your ideology or your relationship. We have a country that it seems that it's kind of divided. We have three nations under God. You have a Democratic nation, Democrat. You have Republican nation, Republicans, and you have the independent nation. And never the two or three shall meet, but we are Americans. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're not independents. We are American. And it's high time to be as one people, one mind, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do you agree with me? Love to hear from you. You can write me at P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208, Christ Zion on Facebook. Follow me, Bible Voices on Facebook. Go to the website. You can donate securely there. You don't have to worry about your information being in jeopardy. It's a secure website, and it's secure donation with PayPal. Okay? And people ask me, well, I can send 50 cents? Yes, write the check. Can I send a dollar? Yes, write the check. I need your support. I love you, and I hope that you love me, and I hope you have been inspired. There's many people around the city, doctor's offices and restaurant that sit there, and they get the feedback from people that are out in the street. They say, you tell that Ken Jones, you're spot on. So I want to continue to be here for you. Voice of Jacksonville. I pray that all is well with you. And I'll go in now to a little bit of the teaching on mercy, because we're in Matthew 5 and we did 4, 5, and 6. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's Matthew 5, 7. And verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. A pure heart is without mixture. A pure heart thinks no ill. A pure heart is kind, thinks no evil, does not behave itself unseemly, does not provoke its own, does not vaunt itself, but it is kind. It suffers long. It don't envy. It's not puffed up. It don't seek its own. It's not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but in the truth. It endures all things. It hopes all things. Love never fails. A pure heart. A pure heart. Do you have a pure heart this morning? A clean heart? David said in the 51st numbers of Psalm, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. You have a pure heart, then you shall see God. He says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When God has come in your life, you have been changed. You have been redeemed and reborn and walk now in the newness of life. In Deuteronomy 4:31, for the Lord your God is a compassionate God. Do you have compassion for your brothers and sisters? Are you reaching out to them? Are you donating your time to a shelter? Are you going to help feed the people? Are you supporting your businesses locally as well? Do you love your community? He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget your covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. God is a compassionate God. Your heart has to be pure. You have to have mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You want mercy? Then be merciful to others. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you. What you would that men will do to you, Jesus say, do unto them. That's where they coined the golden rule from. In Psalm 78:38, but he, being compassionate, forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. As often he restrained his anger and did not arouse all his wrath. The Lord say, be angry, but sin not. And there's a lot of anger out there. You know, I want to just elaborate on that, because I've been hearing some teaching, Dr. Bronson and others, on anger. And I did not realize how angry people are. It's a sense of heightened alert that the anxiety that people are dealing with, they're not sleeping well. They're angry. It's a sense that something is about to happen. And yes, that is true. God is about to return. And I'm hoping and praying that you will not lean to your own understanding, but in all your way acknowledge him so he can direct your path. Because unless you do that, unless you've been regenerated, then you're still under the bondage of Satan. And you shall go where he is going. He has a place prepared for him. The lake of fire, death, hell, the grave, the Antichrist, the false prophet, all going into the lake of fire. Jeremiah 3:12 say, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, fatherless Israel. Declare the Lord, I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declare the Lord. I will not be angry forever. We need to choose love. This is why he says he didn't set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any other people in Deuteronomy 7:7-8. That's not why God chose us. He chose us because of his grace and his mercy. He chose us because he loves us. He has chosen us to be lights of the world. Let your light shine, dear sister, dear brother, that men may see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Seek peace with all men and holiness, for without no man shall see God. Clean your hands, clean your heart, clean your mind. Get rid of knives of ambition, deceit, things that cause division. We understand that religion does cause division, and people don't want to fellowship with another one, or this group don't want to have association with that group. But I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a wonderful God. He is highly exalted. He is above every other God. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits that he has bestowed upon me? I think I'll take the cup of salvation. You can call in 904-401-1413. We ask your blessing, Lord, to be upon us. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We want you to tear down every stronghold. We want you to break every chain, every yoke, everything that so easily beset us. Let us lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us so that we can run, so that we can feel as if in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians that we're not fighting against the air, that we're not shadow boxing. Let us lay aside every weight of sin. Every sin is a weight, and every weight is a sin. Don't you want to be lighter? Don't you want to walk in the newness of life with a pure heart and to be merciful, that you may obtain mercy in your time of need? Do you love people? You love God? He loves you. He don't want to see you destroyed. I don't want to see you destroyed. I care for your soul. I care for your health and well-being. I care for your community. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you be in health, in good health, and prosper, even as John say, as your soul prosper. I want to see your business prosper. If there's anything I can do to help this community, I'm here. I love you and I thank you for loving me. I hear the feedback in the city, and I just wanted to thank you in advance. But I need your support. Will you support you? I support you. Will you support you? You can send your donations, P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida 32208. Please, I love to hear from you. You can write me. You can see me the email, ChristZion@gmail, ChristZion@hotmail. Love to hear from you. You can give me a call. My personal number is 904-234-6481. You can stop by and post on the website, ChristZion.com. You can give securely there. Won't you do it? Won't you stand with us, stand with the community? You have a voice, Jacksonville. I'm here for you. I'm Ken Jones, Truth is Holy Show. We thank God for everything. And truly, we love you. Psalm 51:1 says, be gracious unto me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Blot out my transgression. Lord, whatever the people are going through, however they feel ostracized, however they feel alienated, send the comfort of the pureness of mind, of the singleness of heart. You said, if your eye be single, then the whole body is full of light. Lord, we need light in this dark and evil time. Men are becoming lovers of themselves. We know that you said according to your word, and your word shall not return to you void. But we're asking you for a space of peace from shooting and killing in our city and in our nation. We know that just a couple days ago, some more killing. And the other day, last night, a plane crashed. And we know that these things are happening everywhere. We know that these things must come before the end come. But we're asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, tear down every stronghold that the enemy has. Send your word. Rebuke back to devour. Hold us, we pray, in the hollow of your hand. For thou art the great King and God, ruler and sustainer of every living thing. Thou, O God, are merciful and mighty. Please, God, with your compassion, blot out our transgression. Keep us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Restore, God, restore our soul. Prepare a table before us. Restore, send reconciliation. Send restoration, God. Send your word that we may be the repairer, the restorer of the breach. We, O God, who are called by your name, who look unto the author and the finisher of our faith, keep us, God, we pray, as only you can. We love you and we truly thank you for everything that you have done and that you're doing. Lord, we love you. Keep us, we pray. These are hard times. We stand with our children. We love them. And we're asking God to let no evil befall them. We all have a right to be safe and feel safe in our homes, in our families, in our workplaces. We remember here in Jacksonville, 1990. There was this gentleman, he came, disgruntled, went on a killing spree. Then he realized that with GMAC, the people, he realized that he wasn't being treated fairly. He was being charged different rate because of his color. Who knows why? This guy was a criminal. But we don't want that. We want to build this city because this is a beautiful city. We've had some blots and some spots, but those days are behind us. We're going to press on to the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Over 2,000 churches here in Jacksonville. And we're asking the people of God and those who believe that you will live to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. God bless you and may he keep you is my prayer. Won't you support me? Won't you support this show? Go to ChristZion.com where you can.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.